Mamdani endorsed socialist candidate Claire Valdez wins Democrat primary for New York's 7th Congressional District. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 23, 2026. New York State Assembly member Claire Valdez defeated her opponents on Tuesday night in the Democrat primary in the race for New York's 7th Congressional District. With 93% of the votes counted, Valdez, who is part of the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, received 36,961 votes, or 55.9% of the vote, while her opponent, Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso, received 23,730 votes, or 35.9% of the vote. Another candidate, Julie Wan, who is a member of the New York City Council, received 4,221 votes, or 6.4% of the vote. The Associated Press called the race at 9:23 p.m. Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton reported in May that during an interview with a Twitch streamer, Valdez was outspoken about having taxpayer-funded sex changes in a trans bill of rights. "We have to be focused, really enshrining their rights within universal programs and making sure that Medicare for All includes gender-affirming care and healthcare for trans folks," Valdez said. "We need to make sure that we're enshrining their rights in a trans bill of rights and in workplaces." Breitbart News has also posted a video to X of Valdez calling for universal rent control. "We just released a housing platform that has a lot of different proposals. I think the most exciting ones for me are universal rent control," Valdez said. "You know, back in the 40s, rent control was a national policy, and the New York City version of it is based on that old policy. We can go back to that. This is not a new idea. It's actually a very old idea."